Nothing better symbolizes the political thaw in 1960s Czechoslovakia than the boom in jazz, which many saw as embodying the very idea of individual expression and freedom from constraint. So you can imagine the excitement when Louis Armstrong came to Prague in March 1965. Many people felt that Czechoslovakia had at last come in from the cold, and his concert at Prague's Lucerna Ballroom was a cultural milestone.
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white, just a jackknife has Mac Heath, dear.
Satchmo singing the immortal Mac the Knife, and he ended the concert by thanking his audience. The Czech passion for jazz had come as quite a surprise to him.
We want you to know that we had a very pleasant week here in Prague to be playing to such a wonderful audience and meeting so many fine people, and to know that there were so many jazz clubs in Prague. We were very happy about that, and we want you to know that we're leaving tomorrow, and as long as we live, there'll always be not only a memory, but it'll be right here in our hearts that you're the greatest. Thank you very much. You're wonderful. Thank you.
The concert had been introduced by Jerzy Suchý and Jerzy Schlitter, whose Semaphore Theatre had become legendary by the mid-1960s. In the spirit of Voskovets and Verich before the war, they combined satirical and humorous cabaret with a love of jazz. As the regime relaxed, Semaphore found its way onto the cultural mainstream.
V cizí řeči? Mohl ovšem za dolary.
Despite several risque jokes at the expense of the regime, in this sketch, another famous member of the Semaphore team, Miroslav Horníček, is joking that he'll only use foreign words if he's paid in hard currency, Czechoslovak radio was quite happy to broadcast the Semaphore New Year's Eve show on December the 31st, 1967. Here's Jerzy Schlitter singing in deliberately dreadful English.
Ever since that night, we came together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. I like jazz.
And thus began that most momentous of years, 1968.